This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Florida prosecutors allege that a 13-year-old boy who killed his mother in 2023 was inspired by the Friday the 13th horror franchise. Derek Rosa is charged with fatally stabbing his mother 46 times as she slept near her newborn daughter in their Hialeah home. Rosa is set to stand trial early next year, and prosecutors are seeking to have various materials submitted, including evidence that Rosa told friends he was going to be Jason Voorhees for Halloween. Rosa reportedly told his friends, "I'm doing Jason." Prosecutors also claimed Rosa intentionally killed his mother an hour before Friday, October 13, 2023, or Friday the 13th. Rosa conducted various online searches hours before the slaying, including where is the best place to stab someone, is a small knife good for killing, the carotid artery, and can a knife cut through bone. Additionally, Rosa allegedly shared footage of an Army veteran's 2020 suicide with his friends and girlfriend before and on the day of his mother's murder. Rosa laughed and described the graphic video as funny. Prosecutors said the newest batch of evidence highlights Rosa's morbid fascination with blood, death, and gore. After the slaying, Rosa told investigators how he woke up, got a kitchen knife, and repeatedly stabbed his mother. He also sent a friend two photos of his mother and a selfie, which showed blood on his hands. The teen told a 911 dispatcher that he sent pictures of his dead mother to someone he met online. He went on to tell the dispatcher there was blood all over the floor.
I took pictures and I told my friends about it. Was that bad?
You told who about it?
My friends.
Your friends? Did you send pictures to your friends? So what you did?
Yeah. I didn't delete the pictures off my phone, but I sent them to him. And I told him that I was sorry, and then I said goodbye.
I need to know if your mom is breathing.
She's dead, miss. There's blood all over the floor.
Okay, why did you kill your mom? I need to know, do you think we can help your mom?
She's dead. Can you bring the police over here where I live?
Rosa is charged as an adult with first-degree murder. A hearing for the latest motion is scheduled for later this month. A Michigan man whose three sons vanished in 2010 was charged with their murders on Wednesday. John Skelton was charged in Lenawee County with three counts of homicide, open murder, and tampering with evidence. Skelton has been jailed since 2011 for kidnapping his three sons, Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner, and his release was scheduled for November 29th. In March, the missing boy's mother, Tanya Zuvers, was granted a petition to have them declared legally dead. However, the judge ruled there was insufficient evidence proving they were murdered on or about November 26, 2010, or that their father killed them. Zuvers had sole custody of the boys as she and Skelton were in the middle of a divorce. They had spent the holiday with their father, and their mother was to pick them up the next day. John Skelton told investigators multiple stories about the boys' disappearance, including claiming he gave them to an organization to protect them from their mother, who he said was abusive, claims she denied. FBI Special Agent Corey Burra said Skelton searched online about how to break a neck, potassium cyanide, and rat poison the same month his sons disappeared. The FBI agent also alleged that Skelton addressed Zuvers in a suicide note, stating, "You will hate me." Burra said he believed the note implied that he had killed their sons. Skelton appeared virtually at March's hearing to declare his sons legally dead. He did not provide any information about their whereabouts. Quote, "I'm at a disadvantage. Anything I say isn't going to make a difference." More crime and justice news after this. A convicted rapist and his girlfriend were sentenced Thursday after they pleaded guilty to a murder-for-hire plot against the prosecutor and judge in his rape case. Alexander Keiss was sentenced in May 2024 to 35 years in prison for the rape conviction. On Thursday, he got an additional 5 to 15 years in prison for two counts of conspiracy. His girlfriend, Olivia Gator, pleaded guilty to the same charges and was sentenced to 2 to 6 years in prison. Keiss and Gator made their plans and jailhouse phone calls after Keiss's conviction for the 2022 kidnapping and rape of a high school senior he held prisoner for 2 days. Court documents said that the pair provided descriptions of their intended victims along with details about where they lived and worked. Their hitman turned out to be an undercover agent with the New York State Police. Orders of protection were issued Thursday for the two intended victims of the plot. Police in Ohio are searching for a 16-year-old girl who has not been seen since Sunday. According to the Pickens County Sheriff's Office, Raina Haddix disappeared on November 9th from the Buckeye Trails community of Lockbourne. John Strauser, captain of investigations with the Sheriff's Office, says authorities have crossed every avenue that they can and have not been able to locate Raina. Strauser said that Raina has ties to Springfield and could possibly be in the area. Raina's last known Snapchat ping indicated she had been near the smoke hut in Circleville at around 6:15 p.m. on November 9th. Employees reviewed security footage and reportedly said she never entered the store. Raina is described as a white female standing 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing between 115 and 120 pounds. She wears glasses and has green eyes and black hair. She was last seen wearing jeans with a black belt, a black jacket, dark purple gloves, and black shoes. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is urged to contact the Pickens County Sheriff's Office at 740-477-6000, extension 2252. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.